And I think when you're young, especially coming into college too, the game is so fast. You don't have the reps, you don't have the experience. But once you get starts underneath your belt, once you start playing in games and realizing things, seeing things, it becomes fun. You get to dissect defenses and see what advantages you guys have in that week. And as a center, I think it's even more of a crucial position because you really do control the offense. You and the quarterback and. A lot of the times, that's what, our offense relies on is a good center. So that I always felt the challenge was there week in and week out. So I knew how to become prepared, day in and day out to put our offense in the best position to be successful. I've always been kind of the guy that, I always wanted to walk the walk before I could talk the talk, so to say. And, by leading by example, I think, you can earn the trust of other people. This year was a big step for me. I tried to become more of a vocal leader, which isn't always easy to do unless you're, kind of just, given that, talent. So I'm always evolving. I think we're always evolving into new leadership. It's never just something that you, can obtain overnight. So, I've always wanted to be more of a vocal leader, but at the same time, you got to do the right things on and off the field to earn players' trust. It's fun to listen to you.
I know a lot about David DeCastro. That was kind of the guy that I like to model myself after at Stanford. He's one of those guys who's a mauler, who's a finisher, who's when he punches you, you're going to feel it. And, that was one of those guys that I really like to watch film on. And just the way he finished, I like to model my play after that and really kind of why I wanted to really finish people and kind of emulate what David DeCastro was doing. I think just the ability to hone that skill was just through repetition. A lot of footwork drills, doing a lot of jump rope and just learning just kind of leverage and being able to see and look at the hips and seeing what they're going to be able to do. And being able to just not hesitate was the biggest thing for me, I feel like. A lot of guys kind of want to get in space with the smaller, quicker guys and kind of break down and chop on them. I just learned, hey, you got to run through them. Just try to run through their soul, and hopefully if you hit them, they're going to go down. So, it worked out a lot and definitely helped me out a lot.
I think it just comes with athleticism. I think a lot of teams will see that, on Friday in the running, just see how quick I get, quick and fast I actually am. I think the athleticism part, a lot of teams don't see how athletic I actually am, and I think after they watch my times and see how I perform on Friday, they'll be surprised. And, hopefully that's what helps them, think, hey, this guy can play left tackle too. But, I think that a lot of times, I guess, start off right tackle, end up bumping over it, learning from the veteran guy who is the left tackle. So, maybe that's how teams see it. Or it's just how they see me and they're fitting in their scheme. Maybe they see that the right side is more of a run-blocking side. And I definitely see myself as definitely a prototypical run-blocker guy. So maybe that's how they see it.
You always want to be labeled as the best. You want to have that confidence in yourself of being the best tackle in the draft. I just think I have a great feet. I have a great frame. I just think I'm the best. You got to have that swagger about yourself. You got to be confident as that everywhere you go. You got to have that confidence.
I think the SEC is the best conference, man. So playing against the Alabamas, playing against the LSUs, get you ready for the next level.
Of course, I would want to be a left tackle. But, at the end of the day, I just want to play football and I compete. So if a team asked me to, play another position, absolutely I would. Because I want to be an asset to whatever team I go to.
Well, I come from offense, there's a lot of people say that, it's a lot simpler than a pro style offense. But, I've met with some coaches or whatever, and, we sit down and talk football, and, I get quizzed up a little bit, and, I'm able to, pick up on a lot of things quickly.
Went back and forth on the decision for a while, and ultimately, I felt that, after a 15 game season, we played, pretty well into January, January 12th, when we got back to Tuscaloosa. The trade-off to going to the Senior Bowl versus another week of training when everybody else had 2 weeks of training ahead of me, it just wasn't a trade-off that I was willing to make. I figured, I've had 15 games of game film that coaches could look at, and then with in-house interviews they could do and workouts they could do, then that'd be a great time to do that.
It's crazy. Just to see how far just I've come. It's hard to think about, going from being – like I said 4 years ago, having no idea if I was even going to be on a team, a Division I team, going into the fall, to now, having that chance to be a first round draft pick, it's kind of hard to take in, just to really see how far, I've come as a person, as a player, and it's, it all just comes back to all the people around me and who have supported me and got me to this point.
I feel like my strengths come in just my ability to finish blocks and my ability to really get into blocks. I mean, that was something at Stanford that I really prided myself on, was my down blocks, my pulling ability, my ability to get on blocks and finish people and really try to take them to the ground and finish every play. I feel like that's something that a lot of teams are interested in, just kind of the aggressiveness and the nastiness I showed on film. And I think something I need to work on is just not being, conversely, not being too overly aggressive in maybe a pass pro situation, where sometimes I want to just lock on and finish somebody where I can just grab them and then finish them after I get my hands on them already.
As far as run game, all the time, you know, when I've been very fortunate because I had to work with a lot of great quarterbacks since I've been there. AJ McCarron taught me a lot of things when I first came in, and I had to work in a team, you know, working with the quarterback, because a lot of his reads are also our reads as well, and we're all tied in together. So, you know, we did a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage. You know, obviously college football is always evolving. So I think this year we did probably more some spread or hurry up, no huddle stuff, which is a little bit different. But, you know, coming from a pro-style offense, I think ultimately helps and go to the next level.
I've heard from, you know, some guys I played with in college who, you know, moved on to the next level and had success that, you know, obviously, you know, the style of play is a lot different, but also at the same time it's still football. I think the biggest challenge is probably going to be, you know, though I did play some really good players in college, you know, I'm going to see the best players I'm ever going to see every single week. So there's no room for error. You know, you can't have an off game or, you know, a couple bad plays, because as an offensive lineman, a couple bad plays means a bad game. So you got to be consistent, and, you know, playing against high-level players who can execute at a high caliber is going to be challenging.